When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, the other game on Saturday night, the Panthers travel up to the Cowboys. This time they're at home, the Cowboys, so that'll change everything. He's not made any big changes, Todd Payton. Taumalolo back to the bench for Griffin Neame. We'll get to his numbers. Jack Gajewski out of the 17. Thomas McKayley, new face on the bench after he impressed during the trial period. But the big news, Tristan, for the Panthers, Nathan Cleary is back. Brad Schneider drops out. Dylan Edwards named. We'll have to wait and see about that hamstring. Taylan May is back in at the centres after taking a week off for personal reasons as well. Where's your market on this one, mate?
Yeah, it's been a tricky one to price because the Cowboys were very, very ordinary last week, but we know how much improved they are up there at Townsville. And Penrith only just got over the line against the Tigers, as you say, even though it looked comfortable enough on the scoreline. The Tigers were in it for a long way. Obviously, Cleary back. Will there be any rust? We'll see. $1.29 Penrith, $3.60 the Cowboys, $9.50. The market has remained exactly where we opened it at $9.50, but we are into $1.85 the minus, $1.95 the plus, and 41.5 the total points.
I'm not sure that the story is all that different here for the Cowboys than it was for the Eels that were just shuffling around the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, I guess under the current system now at the NRL, you have a top 30, maybe 33, 34 players in your squad. And so your core 17 or 18 are the ones that you just have to keep going back to, and then you have to try and get a result out of. And other than, you know, a couple of positional changes here, Payton is stuck with the same team that's come off two really poor losses. You know, I said if we go back 4 or 5 weeks ago, when they went to Brisbane, I thought that's what we saw of the Cowboys for this year, and that is that they don't like that tough stuff of defending. They're nice and silky and flat-track bullies when they're against teams that they can bash up with their attack. When they get to teams in the better half of the table, they just turn it up. We saw that last week. That was a horrible offering down at Shark Park. Putting 42 through them, it could have been even more. I expect a response this week and then probably a dip again. They're back at home, some advantage. I wanted more than 10.5, though, with the Panthers. The quality of their defence is what's going to trouble, I think, the Cowboys' attack. And so that's why I'd want to be with Penrith. If it got the 10, I'd probably chance my arm with the Cowboys at home with 10 start. Interesting with Cleary, he must be very ready to go because he's off a hamstring return into a four and a half hour flight up to North Queensland, then a game, and he'll come out of that game with a bit of soreness and another long flight home. And then the Panthers have a game Thursday night next week. So they clearly think that he's ready to play given all of those conditions. And that being the case, I'm certainly strongly with the Panthers. If it got to 10, 10.5, I'd probably have a small interest on the Cowboys at home with such a big line. But I think the Cowboys are in a little bit of free fall.
9.5. is what Tristan has set it at, 9.5. So, yeah, I'm with the Panthers all over that because of all those things that you said, Jared. You know, there's a big part of the game where you have to do the nitty-gritty and the stuff that's not that flashy. They score some of the most remarkable tries, the Cowboys, but then they'll give up two in the process. So that mathematics doesn't work in my mind. So the last team you want to be trying to do that against is the Penrith Panthers. It's a very good point. We had Willow from Windsor, who's a mad Panthers fan, send a text message and say, why on earth would you put Nathan Cleary on a plane with hamstring issues and all of that? So as you say, you know, they invariably get it right out there at Penrith when it comes to their medical staff. So must be very confident about what he's doing. Too hard nosed, the Penrith Panthers. This is the last side that the Cowboys want to be playing, trying to find themselves some bit of form after that very poor offering against the Sharkies. So the Penrith Panthers at minus 9.5 is what I would be looking at for that one. I just wanted to make mention of Jason Taumalolo. So 32 minutes last week, 5 carries, 43 run metres. Like, it's incredible to think how quickly that has changed during the course of, you know, whatever injury it is. And given the Darfanukan, which we'll get to very shortly, and that's concussion, and that's a very different thing, but it is a very interesting watch what the Cowboys do with Jason Taumalolo in the incoming.
Well, and Jimmy, on the back of that, you know, Peyton flagged this 2 years ago when he first took over. And the fact that, you know, signing 8- and 10-year deals for middle forwards is very dangerous. You know, you're forecasting a long way into their future for a lot of wear and tear for these big fellas. It, you know, it's one thing to be signing a 7 or a 6 or a 1. It's a lot different with a big middle forward.
Yeah, quarterbacks sign 5-year deals and running backs sign 1-year deals, don't they, in the NFL? So that is an interesting watch.